Chapter 14. Larks soared joyfully on the flatlands outside of Redwall, singing their hymns to the newborn day. Chiming a melodious bass line, the Abbey's twin bells boomed out warmly. Indoors, all the young ones were already up and about, anticipating the arrival of summer feast. Sister Setiva invariably rose to the tolling bells. Up and dressed, tidy and neat, she rapped on the sick bay door with her blackthorn stick, berating the sleepers within.
"Out to those beds, you great dozy lumpkins! If you're not here in a brace of shakes, I'll be in there and haul you both out by your tails!"
Bragoon poked a sleepy head from beneath his coverlet.
"Hear that, mate? I think we'd best get up. I'd sooner face a regiment of vermin than that old shrew nurse."
Reaching out a paw, Sorrow grasped the bedside stool and rattled it noisily on the floor, calling out,
"We're both up, sister, just making the beds and tidying round. We'll be out there in a tick."
Setiva's shrill warning came back loud and clear.
"Oh, you're a braw fibber. I'll be downstairs keeping an eye out for you, laggardly sluggards."
The pair sat up at the sound of her retreating stick taps. Sorrow yawned and thumped her head back on the pillows.
"Just leave me here for the rest of the season, Bragg. I'd forgotten how comfy a real bed feels."
Leaping out of bed, the otter swished water from a ewer on his face and toweled it vigorously.
"Fair enough, me old bushtail. You stop there. I haven't forgotten how good a Redwall breakfast tastes."
Without bothering to wash, Sorrow pursued him downstairs.
"I'm right with your old ten bellies. You ain't scoffing all the victuals afore I get to crack at them."
Martha had just finished making up a tray for herself and old Fred when she saw the pair rush in and begin loading up two trays from the long buffy tables set up in the kitchen passage. She giggled at the sight of them, helping themselves to some of everything, chuckling with delight at the food.
"Almond wafers with raspberry sauce, my favourite.
Oatmeal with apple and honey, just the stuff. Grandmum Gervel, me old beauty, pass me some of that pasty. What's in it?"
"Berry mushroom and carrots, sir, with onion sauce."
"Onion sauce? Give me two portions, one for Starvation Sorrow."
"Ha! Listen to old Bucket Mouth. You get us two mintees, Bragg, and I'll fill two beakers of Junty Cellar Hog's best damson cordial. Oh, great! Hot scones! Gimme, gimme!"
Leaving the buffet, they beamed at the hermaid over the tops of their laden trays.
"Morning, Miss Martha. We're just making up for the lost breakfasts. Ain't that right, Bragg?"
The otter winked roguishly.
"Sleeping in a real bed gives a beast a powerful appetite."
Martha looked up at their heaped trays.
"I'm sure it does. Perhaps you'd like to take breakfast in the gatehouse with Fred and me, away from all this bustle."
Balancing the tray skillfully on his head, Bragoon began wheeling Martha's chair.
"An honour and a pleasure, miss. Besides, 'twill get us out of Sister Setiva's way. Come on, afore she finds we ain't made our beds or tidied the sick bay."
Halfway across the lawn, Abbot Carroll caught up with them.
"Oh, dear Martha, I've brought breakfast for Fred too."
The hermaid indicated her two companions.
"Don't worry, Father, it won't go to waste."
The old hedgehog gatekeeper welcomed them in. He reached for his nightshirt, then shook his head absent-mindedly.
"It must have gone to bed in me daytime habit. Look at me putting me nightshirt on to start the day. What's it all coming to, eh?
Fred gestured at the volume lying on the table.
"The account by Tim Churchmouse about the route to Loamhedge when Matthias was searching for his son. If you two read it, you learn of how to get there."
Sorrow leafed briefly through the ancient pages.
"Me and Bragg ain't champion readers like you, sir. Would rather see the map. That'd tell us more."
No sooner had Martha showed them the copy she had made of the map than the squirrel and the otter glanced at one another and nodded. Bragoon tapped his paw upon the map.
"We've travelled this country afore. I can recall most of it. Those high cliffs, the pine forest, river, desert and the great gorge. Dangerous country, eh, Sorrow?